Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers. Today is the Feast of St. Martha. It's interesting that in the Gospel we have today, Martha and Mary are both mentioned. In fact, Martha and Mary are mentioned two times in the Gospels, mentioned together. This one, when the death of Lazarus occurred, their brother, and another time when Jesus was simply visiting Martha and Mary. And he goes to their home, and as we know that story so well, Martha's busy about all the details while Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus, simply listening. But that's also true in this gospel today, too. Martha's out trying to get Jesus to come home quicker or quicker and get things done. She's kind of the organizer. And once again, we see Mary at home, quiet, contemplating, maybe in prayer, whatever, but certainly not the busy bee that Martha is. But I think it points up, as I often remind myself, these Gospels remind me, that there are two very big aspects of our lives, and it's contemplation and action. We need to strike a balance between these two realities in our life, to have that balance between contemplation and action. Both are needed. Both are necessary. And I would presume that Martha had her quiet times as well, that though she's depicted always doing and being busy in the gospel, I'm sure she had moments where she simply sat quietly and pondered the meaning of Jesus' presence in their lives, his presence in the world. The other thing that I came across in the past couple of days is that something I didn't know about Bill Gates. Bill Gates, once a year, Bill Gates goes on what he calls a think week. He takes an entire week, goes off to a very isolated cabin somewhere in the Northwest, and I suppose brings a lot of books or reading material, but he just uses that week just to be quiet, just to reset his activities, to reset his mind. And I think I didn't know that, but it makes so much sense to have times where we reset or rethink, where we just stop all of our frenetic activity, trying to go 24/7 all of the time. We need moments of reset. And it's interesting, sometimes we don't think that the Gospels or the Scriptures can afford us any kind of practical information about daily living, and yet they're full of practical information, and they're full of wisdom. In fact, every 50th year in the Hebrew scriptures, every 50th year was a jubilee year. It was a year not only to pray and be thankful, but it was a year when all debts were erased. Everybody went back to zero. Nobody owed anything to anyone, and their life as a community began over again. And even in the pattern of our spiritual lives, even in the life of the church, every Sunday is a reset kind of day, a time to reset not only our spiritual lives, but our physical lives as well, because our entire life is a balance. It's a balance between lots of action, lots of words, and contemplation. No words, simply being in the presence of the one who loves us unconditionally. We need to stop, take a break, take a think week, or a think month maybe sometimes, and just stop. And even every day ought to include some kind of stop moments, moments when we reset, and maybe even start a day over again, to simply know that we are loved unconditionally, that we really are eternally cared for.